lowest total score. Can you play any better than this?
I could have held a couple more putts today. Overall, the whole week has been incredible. I couldn't ask for much more, and just so happy to be holding this trophy.
Obviously, to win it under any circumstance is something special. But are you aware that this is one of the most notable victories in the long history of this championship?
Yeah, I am. You know, you know, I know how good Tiger was in 2000 to win by 15 at Pebble. And I was trying to go out there today and emulate him in some way. You know, I played great for 4 days, and I couldn't be happier.
You've now been in contention at the last four majors, and finally you win this one. What did the experience of the previous three, especially the most recent one at Augusta, do for you, and how did it play into this weekend?
You know, Augusta was a very valuable experience for me. I knew what I needed to do today to win. And Augusta, I learned a few things about myself and about my game. And I put a few different things into practice, and paid off.
Anything you want to reveal?
No.
Well, I tried. Near ace at 10. That would have been sweet.
Yeah, you know, I'm very happy with the two there any day. you know, that was the, you know, the point in the round that I really felt that, you know, it was mine to lose then, even though I went out with a big lead. But after making two there on one of the most difficult holes on the golf course, to make two there and get away with a four on 11, you know, I knew I needed to do something pretty bad to lose it. So, I played solid on the way in, and, you know, here I am.
Your dad was here. What have you said to him since you signed your card, since you finished? What does it mean to you to have him here?
It means the world. Happy Father's Day, Dad, wherever you are.
Day in Northern Ireland, right? This is Father's
Day. Yeah. I have to mention my dad, but I also have to mention my mum, who's back home as well. I know she's watching. And, everything that my mum and dad have done for me over the years, I can't thank them enough.
Graham McDowell, who, of course, won it last year, said that the odds on two straight U.S. Open winners from Northern Ireland are pretty much like a lottery number.
I thought I had a pretty good chance.
That was before you.
Yeah. for such a small nation, to win two U.S. Opens in a row is pretty special. So, you know, I know there'll be, as Graham said last year, a lot of pints of Guinness going down about this time. And
he said they'd keep the pubs open late last year. They'll probably do the same this year.
I hope so. I know a few of my friends will be out partying, and I can't wait to get back home and join them.
You have lots of fans here. People yelling as we're talking, "Love you, Rory." We heard the chants of "Rory, Rory." Will you play more in the United States after this?
I might have to.
Congratulations once again.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Dan, there's your beer.
Just one.